In what some see as the start of a spring surge, coronavirus infections are again on the rise in Massachusetts. Confirmed COVID-19 cases in the city of Springfield soared more than 42% last week from just the week before, climbing from 310 cases to 546. Statewide, the seven-day average of new daily cases is 1,500, up from 1,100 cases just a few weeks ago. The test positivity rate has climbed to 2.35%. The number of communities considered statistically to be at high risk for the virus spreading is at 32, more than double the number 2 weeks ago.
The virus is not done with us, and the virus will not be done with us until the great majority of us are either vaccinated or infected.
Dr. Mark Kerouac, president and CEO of Bay State Health, said this latest surge is marked by infections predominantly in young, unvaccinated people. There are more highly contagious variants of the virus around, and people are less careful about following public health guidance, said Kerouac.
Air travel is at its highest level since before the pandemic. There are more gatherings and more gatherings without masks, and that is obviously trouble, as we all know.
The number of people hospitalized with COVID-19 in the Bay State network Monday was 78, 30 more patients than 2 weeks ago. At Mercy Medical Center in Springfield, 13 people were being treated for COVID-19 Monday, an increase of 3 in the patient count from last week. COVID patients requiring intensive care at both hospitals is relatively low, with 7 at Bay State and 2 at Mercy. Despite the huge jumps in cases last week in Springfield, there were no new deaths from COVID-19 recorded. 232 Springfield residents have died since the start of the pandemic. The surge in new cases comes as vaccinations are picking up in Massachusetts. About 50,000 doses of vaccine are being put in arms each day in the state. Last week, 1,144 people were vaccinated at a series of neighborhood clinics in Springfield. About 75% of the people who were vaccinated at the clinics are from the neighborhoods and are people of color, according to Health and Human Services Commissioner Helen Colton Harris.
When we went into our neighborhoods, the response has been very positive.
She said the clinics met the objective to vaccinate people who lack the means to get to the large-scale vaccination site at the Eastfield Mall. A statewide program launched Monday to bring vaccines to an estimated 25,000 people who are homebound because of medical conditions or other circumstances. This program will use the one-shot vaccine from Johnson & Johnson. People can call 211 to find out if they are eligible and schedule an appointment. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill with WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.